You're listening to 91.9 KVCR News. I'm Jessica Greenwell. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Jessica.
First up today, Riverside County supervisors have decided that Sheriff Chad Bianco must pay his own legal bills in the battles over his controversial seizure of ballots from the Registrar of Voters.
Right. Normally, the Sheriff's Department would be represented by County Counsel. That's the in-house lawyer for county departments. But here there's a conflict of interest because County Counsel represents the Riverside County Registrar of Voters, whose office Bianco's investigators seized the ballots from. So you can infer Bianco is accusing the Registrar's office of fraud. Fraud is at the center of the sheriff's investigation. Four lawsuits are challenging his right to seize the ballots.
And can you remind us of what prompted the sheriff to seize the ballots from last November's election?
Well, the sheriff's department got a tip from a citizen watchdog group called Riverside Election Integrity Team, saying the number of ballots received by the registrar exceeded the total votes cast by over 45,000. The registrar says the group relied on partial data and that the discrepancy is 103 votes.
So why are the county supervisors refusing to fund the sheriff's legal defense?
Well, county council can't represent two county departments that are fighting each other, so Bianco had to hire outside counsel. Bianco is represented by Robert Tyler, a Temecula area attorney affiliated with conservative causes. A critic of the ballot seizure argued county taxpayers should not fund Bianco's defense because the sheriff didn't ask county supervisors permission before seizing the ballots. Therefore, county taxpayers shouldn't have to fund Bianco's defense. So the ballot seizure is under attack for two reasons. First, election law requires that the ballots remain in the hands of the registrar so no one can tamper with them. It's called maintaining a chain of custody. Second, critics say the search warrants did not allege that any law was broken. And establishing probable cause that a crime was committed is required to obtain a search warrant. The county supervisors, in refusing to pay for the sheriff's outside counsel, are basically telling him he's on his own in defending this very controversial seizure of ballots.
And after we recorded last week's news wrap, a court unsealed the search warrant affidavits that allowed the ballots to be seized. What did those show?
Well, legal experts who reviewed them said they failed to show, with fact-based evidence, probable cause that a crime was committed. Especially where the allegations involve an election, the sheriff had a responsibility to present not just conclusions, but underlying evidence in an objective manner, according to Lori Levinson, a law professor at Loyola Marymount. Another law professor, Justin Levitt, called the evidence of criminal wrongdoing in the warrants paper thin. He cited the fact Bianco sought the warrants a day before the registrar refuted the alleged ballot gap in a public meeting with the Board of Supervisors. Bianco dismissed those legal experts' concerns as obvious political commentary. He and his lawyer continue to argue the ballot seizure was justified, even urgent, because election law required that the ballots be destroyed in April.
Well, thank you for those details. And next up, an investigation of the Loma Linda Veterans Administration health system found it has no established procedure for notifying patients of their test results, and it's made no progress in addressing the problem since it was cited last year.
Yeah, this is just the latest in a series of reports by the VA Office of Inspector General faulting VA Loma Linda for shortcomings and oversight failures in the past decade. This latest report found that the VA Loma Linda healthcare system had no written policy or procedures for making sure test results are communicated to patients or doctors. That failure can have serious impacts on patient safety and the quality of care. In December of 2024, a patient safety manager alerted the VA Loma Linda chief of staff that healthcare providers were often unaware of requirements to communicate test results and frequently failed to properly document them or share them. Yet as of March 2026, those concerns were not resolved and no standardized process was in place to ensure results consistently reach patients and physicians.
So did hospital leaders offer any explanation for why the process still hasn't been formalized?
Yes, they cited several reasons. Chief among them, a 2-year vacancy in the position overseeing quality of care and patient safety. They also said VA Loma Linda has no structured process to review and communicate updates to Veterans Health Administration policies. A quality management officer had expected program leaders to work with hospital leadership to develop the policies, but both the chief of staff and the associate director of patient care said they were unaware of the problem. Yet the peer review process at VA Loma Linda did produce quarterly data on test result communication, so leadership was routinely notified when providers failed to share test results.
Is VA Loma Linda now going to address the problem in light of this Inspector General report?
Yes, VA Loma Linda leaders now say a written policy is being developed, along with step-by-step procedures for communicating test results. The hospital will begin randomly reviewing 30 patient charts each month to see if test results are being communicated, and will track progress until 90% of results are communicated for 6 straight months. Another finding in this report was that senior hospital leaders were not consistently attending key patient safety meetings, and such meetings are vital to overseeing quality of care and patient safety. Hospital administrators say they will make sure key executives attend those meetings going forward.
And the VA Loma Linda provides medical care to more than 78,000 veterans living in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. And lastly today, let's talk about Inland Empire native Victor Glover, the pilot for the Artemis II mission around the moon that was successfully completed last Friday.
Yeah, now that Artemis II has safely returned to Earth with that iffy heat shield, a lot of people who know Victor Glover can breathe a sigh of relief. The son of a policeman, Glover was born in Pomona and went to school in Ontario, graduating from Ontario High School in 1994. People who knew him then say he was always focused on flying into space, and he fulfilled that dream by becoming a U.S. Navy test pilot and joining NASA in 2013. He spent 6 months on the International Space Station on 2 missions, and on April 3rd, he became the first black man to circle the moon. He was the second in command on that flight, and he got to pilot the orbiter and test out its abilities to change orientation, which will help on future missions when it's expected to dock with other spacecraft. But he became best known in space as the astronaut with the most poetic take on Earth's meaning in the universe and what it says about the human condition and why we are here. So much so that Saturday Night Live made a little fun of him in a Weekend Update item telling people on Earth, "You look amazing, you look beautiful." Then in a skit in which host Coleman Domingo portrayed him trying to wax philosophical while his 3 fellow astronauts goof off and float around the cabin.
That sounds really funny. Where can I find that?
You can find the clips on the internet. Just Google it.
I heard his statements. I thought they were beautiful, but I haven't seen this. I will definitely check that out. Thanks so much, Cassie, for all of this information, as always.
Thank you, Jessica.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Jessica Greenwell, KVCR News.